It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura, but not just us today. We are with somebody who has been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. Her song Havana was number 1 in 80 countries around the world. Her music videos have been watched over 3.5 billion times.
Yes.
And she is officially the most listened to female artist in the world.
Woo-hoo.
On Spotify, Camila Cabello.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so cool. I can't believe those things.
Now, the thing is, I've been lucky enough to come and join you today, and Gary has had to miss out because he's on the school run. So that's why he sounds a bit different, because Gary is here on speakerphone. So first of all, Camila, tell us about your new music. I mean, we've got so much going on at the moment. Of course, we've got Shameless and Liar, and then your brand new single as well. Tell us about them all.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm just releasing songs from this album, and these are the first few songs that I'm releasing. Liar and Shameless are kind of about the same situation. Just they were the last songs I wrote for the album, actually, and they were just about just kind of a person that I feel like I'd been kind of denying feelings for, and then when I finally admitted it to myself, it just felt so intense and wonderful. And Cry For Me is basically about, you know, when you like, you break up with somebody and then like a few days later you see them being so happy.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, suddenly they're dating someone else and you're like, well, man, I knew you were going to move on, but that was pretty quick.
Yeah,
pretty quick
come
of you,
on. Why you know? So quick? Come yeah. on.
Camila, you've got all these different musical vibes going on, all these different feelings and emotions to perform these live together, these songs. Wow. You're going to be an emotional wreck.
I mean, listen, I'm always an emotional wreck, so that nothing will change there.
Some questions from your, what did we decide on? Are they Camilizers? Are they Camilizers? What are we saying?
To be totally honest with you, I have no idea.
Okay.
I think I got to say all 3 until I know.
Let's go all 3.
Priscilla asks, will you ever learn to drive?
That's a great question. Yes. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it this year. And Priscilla, that's a lie. I might not do it this year. I might do it at the end of this year or the beginning of next year, but I won't have time to do it before then.
What about this one from Vicky? She says, how are you preparing yourself for your role in Cinderella? Are you a princess in real life?
I want to be a princess in real life. Honestly, that is my preferred favorite aesthetic. Like Peter Pan and Disney films and
yes.
Disney princesses. It's what really speaks to my soul the most. But I'm preparing for it by doing a ton of acting classes.
Ruth asks, if you could swap lives with someone, anyone, for a day, who would it be and why?
Oprah. Because I just feel like that's someone who just has it very together.
But you were fast with that answer.
Yeah, straight in there with Oprah.
Because I just know. I know that that's who I would want to be.
This is from Dee Dee. What's your favorite memory of being a kid?
My favorite memory of being a kid? I loved just listening to music when I was a kid and, like, singing in my room and, like, pretending like I was on stage. I would do that a lot. Especially to, like, Hannah Montana.
What TV do you watch when you're over here?
I loved Killing Eve.
Oh, yes. Oh, Gary, we're a big fan
yes.
of that, aren't we? Yeah,
yeah,
big
I loved
fan.
Killing Eve.
Yeah. And what about your go-to food when you're in England? What do you like?
I like Nando's.
Yes.
And I like a good, like, fish and chips with vinegar.
Oh, get it. What side
yes.
dish? Do you have a mushy peas? Yes, mushy peas. I knew you were my kind of girl, Camila.
Yeah.
So, Camila, we've got a bit of a game for you here because we've heard you're very good at impressions.
I mean, I don't know if I'm very good at impressions, but I guess we'll see. We'll find out right now.
I think from what we've seen on your Instagram, we can all agree
oh,
you
okay.
are awesome. So over to Gary for our generator for the first one.
Okay, bringing together several things here in these random generators. First of all, we have the voice of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What's
performing
that?
As, a Cinderella link here. The fairy godmother.
Bibbidi bobbidi boop. Cinderella, put your shoe on.
Yes, amazing, amazing. I think we should get Arnie a role in the movie.
I think so too.
I think he'd be a good fairy godmother. Definitely, based on that. Okay, the next one, Gary.
Well, when you've been over here, we've heard your English accent. So I'm thinking the most classic American English accent of all time, Dick Van Dyke doing Never Be the Same.
Ooh, babe. And I'm a sucker for the way that you move, babe. And I could try to run, but it would be useless. You're to blame. Just one hit of you and knew I'd never, ever, ever be the same.
Oh, yes! I'm loving the ever at the end.
Thank
Proper
you.
Enthusiastic. Should we go one more?
Okay, how about Princess of Pop from back in the day, still going strong, still brilliant, Britney Spears, doing her take on Havana.
Havana, na-na. baby.
Yes. I know it's going to happen. That's it. Now Britney will be doing a cover. You know it's coming. You know it's coming. So let's have a look at the celebrity leaderboard. Right, Ed Sheeran got 12 when he played. Louis Tomlinson and Liam Payne both got 13. Mr. Maker, who is massive in England, he got 14. Anton
Who's
DeBec,
Mr. Maker?
He's like a kids' TV character who makes things got in it. 1 minute and he wears a really jazzy waistcoat.
Got it. Okay.
I think you'd like him, Camila. He's good. So he got 14. Anton DeBec, who's from Strictly, that's like our Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yes, I have heard of that.
Yeah, so he's on that. He got 16. The Black Eyed Peas, they got 16. And Little Mix were at the top with 19. But there are four of them, okay?
Yeah, there's more brains.
Good luck, Camila.
Oh, thank you.
Say it. It's the things you put helium in at a party and you have loads of them around
Balloons.
The room. Yeah. It's what you ring people on when you want to make a call.
Phones.
Yeah. He's the actor who was in Titanic and he played
Leonardo
Jack.
DiCaprio.
Yeah. It's what grows outside and they have branches and they have leaves
trees.
On them. Yeah. He's an actor who's going to marry Katy Perry. He was in Lord of the Rings. Yeah. What Reese Witherspoon was in Legally Blonde. What was
lawyer.
She? Yes. It's a bit like a wasp, but another one they make
bee.
Honey. Yeah. They're blue characters, white hats.
Smurfs.
Yes. Yes. He's the singer that sang Sing. Shape of You, Castle on the Hill.
Sharon.
Yeah, it's really hot and it's like flames.
Fire.
Yeah, she's a superhero, the biggest, most famous
Wonder
female
Woman.
One. Yeah, when you're traveling, you fly in one.
Plane.
Yes,
plane.
It's what you decorate on the walls with, not wallpaper, the other stuff, and it's like
paint,
colours.
Paint
yeah,
brush.
It's what we have on the floor right here. You can
Carpet.
See it's really soft. Yeah, 007. He plays what
James
character?
Bond.
Yeah, it's the Disney film about the woman with the long hair.
Rapunzel.
Bit like Rapunzel, where it gets all nuts in it.
No.
It's what you pay for things with. Cash, another
cash.
Word for cash.
Money,
yes! And we're out of time.
16!
Yes! Brilliant! Officially our highest solo star on the leaderboard, and you are level with the Black Eyed Peas. And I mean, come on, there's three of them.
Cool!
You absolutely smashed it, Camila Cabello on Celebrity Say It!
Awesome!
Camila, you
I tried really hard to my brain. I was like, hey, listen, get it together. Get it together,
Look,
brain.
Forget the Grammy nominations. Forget the Spotify.
This is my highest achievement.
This is your best. Yeah, you're going to take
it. I can't wait to play again.
Come and play anytime.
All right. Deal.
Yay. Camila, you've been brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
So cool.